it's definitely of note that the White House went to bat with Amazon's founder as they're meeting with labor organizers, as this big effort grows at Amazon to unionize its workplaces.
I'm Annie Reese, and this is Politico Dispatch.
My name's Haley Fuchs. I cover money and influence for Politico.
As the White House weighs how much to engage Amazon founder Jeff Bezos in an ongoing Twitter spat of its economic policies, the White House has rehired a top advisor that critics say is the latest example of the revolving door between government and the private sector.
Anita Dunn is a veteran of the Biden campaign. She served in the early part of the administration and then left. She briefly served again, you know, a few months ago, and she came back to the White House this month.
On the show today, Haley Fuchs on Anita Dunn, who's rejoining the administration after a short stint at the communications firm that she co-founded, SKDK, which, by the way, has Amazon as one of its clients, and what this means for the Biden-Amazon relationship.
I mean, I think when people think of like corporate influence, oftentimes the first thing they think of is lobbying, the people who call government officials on companies' behalf to advocate for some bill or some legislative agenda. But the influence kind of business in Washington is far bigger than that. There are people who are communications professionals who do outreach to the media to spread a message. You know, the influence business at large is far bigger than just the lobbyists on the Hill doing shoe leather lobbying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason why this story about SKDK and Amazon and Anita Dunn is interesting is because Anita Dunn in some ways epitomizes the way in which administration officials move between the public and private sector. Unlike lobbying firms, which have to disclose their clients if they fall under the Lobbying Disclosure Act, SKDK, as a communications firm, does not need to disclose its contacts, given that it's not lobbying. So there is some secrecy around SKDK's clients, and that has prompted some questions, given Anita Dunn's back and forth between the administration and SKDK.
Okay, so say you're anti-Amazon. Can you outline the fear with a move like Anita Dunn going back to the White House? Or if you're pro-Amazon, why might you be concerned? I'm just curious for all the different perspectives here.
Well, Amazon is particularly interesting given the back and forth that the White House and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos had in May. So I heard from the anti-Amazon group Athena Coalition, who, you know, called for Biden to cut ties with people or corporations that had a conflict of interest with Amazon. They kind of said, and I quote, that conspiring with Amazon and any business dealing is incongruous with democracy, end quote. And this anti-Amazon group Athena Coalition said that Amazon's firms that it was working with was no exception to that.
Mm. And what about ethics concerns?
Yeah, so I spoke with activists in kind of the government ethics space who told me, some concerns around what it would mean that her firm is working with Amazon as Anita Dunn takes a high profile position in the administration. I was told that Anita Dunn herself didn't work on the specific account, but obviously the firm that she co-founded, that she had a very high-profile position at, continues to represent Amazon. So there's just some concern around, is there a conflict here?
Yeah. How has Amazon sort of set itself up in terms of political relationships?
Amazon has a wide network of lobbyists in Washington. SKDK is a communications firm, which means that their work is not lobbying, but it's part of the broader network of influence in Washington and beyond.
Yeah, and you spoke to some people who were basically like, okay, it's lobbying by another name. Like, can you kind of like help thread that needle? Because it feels like a sort of subtle distinction unless you really know how lobbying or communications works in Washington.
So a lot of people define lobbying as, you know, advocating to lawmakers, to policymakers, to, you know, government officials in Washington around some sort of agenda. SKDK, you know, I was told, does not lobby the federal government. So they don't lobby per se, but their work as a communications firm is obviously to further, you know, the interests of their clients.
So some of this goes back to the kind of tweet heard around the world when earlier this month, Joe Biden tweeted something about corporations paying more taxes and Jeff Bezos replied. And then it sort of snowballed from there. How would you sum up the relationship between Bezos and Biden right now?
Yeah, I mean, so Bezos challenged a Biden tweet in May that conflated inflation and corporate taxes. The White House then responded and noted that Biden had just met with labor organizers at Amazon and elsewhere. And Bezos then replied and saying, among other things, look, a squirrel. So this back and forth between Bezos and Biden and, you know, the White House.
The look a squirrel thing was basically sort of like accusing the White House of misdirection, right?
Yeah. Bezos was basically trying to, I mean, Bezos's whole point was that he was saying that the White House was conflating inflation and taxes. And by saying, look, a squirrel, Bezos was pointing out that he thought the White House was trying to deflect.
Amazon's facing a new union push and sort of increasing antitrust scrutiny under the Biden administration. How worried is Amazon?
I think we see that Amazon is investing heavily in lobbyists in Washington to further its own legislative agenda. And SKDK is a part of Amazon's strategy around Washington and beyond. It's brought in a number of government officials, notably Jay Carney, who was a former mm-hmm. Obama White House press secretary and a former communications director for then VP Biden. He is now the Amazon's senior vice president for global corporate affairs. So Amazon has a wide network of individuals who are seeking to influence on the company's behalf.
Haley Fuchs, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Also in the news, European Union leaders agreed late on Monday night on a political deal to impose sanctions on Russian oil imports. The Council of the EU must still formally agree on the sanctions. The compromise will allow Russia's pipeline oil exports to the EU to continue temporarily, while seaborne shipments are blocked by the end of the year. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted that the leaders' agreement will effectively cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia to the EU by the end of the year. And the Justice Department on Sunday said that it would investigate the much-criticized response by law enforcement to Tuesday's mass shooting at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Reports in recent days about the timeline of the attack that killed 21 have led to widespread criticism of police for not forcing their way into the barricaded area, particularly given that police were receiving 911 calls from terrified children seeking help. Today's episode of Politico Dispatch included music composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Be sure to follow Politico Dispatch if you haven't yet, and if you can, leave us a rating and review. It helps more people find the show. I'm Annie Reese. Thanks so much for listening.